This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's Darwin Week is kicking off. It's this week celebrating the life and the science of Charles Darwin, but also taking a look at what's happening today. So we thought we would talk with organizers of Darwin Week on the SIU campus, Andy Anderson and Kurt Neubig. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks. Thank you.
So a lot of things going on. People probably are familiar if you say Darwin or Charles Darwin, but what specifically is SIU focusing on this year, Andy?
Well, we're doing something a little bit different than we've done the last few years, where we've kind of focused on animals and zoology. We're explicitly trying to target the plants and the microbes a lot more this year. So we have a couple of speakers. One is tonight talking about Charles Darwin's life, and he's a botanist. And on Thursday, our keynote lecture will be from a microbiologist. So he'll be talking about all the microbes and microbial evolution. So a little bit different. We're not talking about lizards or humans or anything like that this year.
What types of things could people learn? What should they glean from the events that are going on throughout the week? And I'll let that be a toss-up for either of you.
Well, in addition to the main lectures on Monday and Thursday, we have a mini symposium, which is a great opportunity on February 13th to learn more about research that is reflective of Darwin's seminal work on evolution, that it will highlight faculty and students doing research here at SIU.
A lot of those things kind of go on behind the scenes. People don't realize just how much work is being done, and it continues semester over semester, year over year. Am I right?
Correct.
If people are not involved in the science community, is this something that's going to be way over their heads, or can people kind of be involved in their own way?
Well, all of the evening events are really targeted at the public. So the evening lectures, like I said, the first one's on Darwin's life, and that is definitely aimed at a public audience. Tuesday night, we're screening a short film called Resistance, which is about antibiotic resistance and where it came from and what the impacts of it are and how we can fight it. And that's explicitly a story about evolution and natural selection, but it has obvious medical relevance. And that's another one that I think anybody could follow and get a good sense of. And then the mini symposium, the students have been told that it's a public event and they will be trying to target their research talks at the, you know, a public audience. So all of the evening events certainly are aimed at the public. We have a couple of afternoon events, one on Friday afternoon or morning, I guess, that is targeted a little bit more towards the life science community, but it's open to the public as well. And then today we have a talk at noon in Guyon Auditorium from the speaker who's going to be speaking at 7 o'clock this evening, talking about the evolution of desert plants. So all of these events are open to the public. I think the evening events especially are public oriented.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to darwinweek.siu.edu. You can find the events on Facebook as well. Just search SIU Darwin Week and you'll be able to find that. There's a lot of talk in the education community and among families with young children. They know a lot about STEM and learning about science and technology and engineering and math. That science component, how critical is that to understanding the world around you and really moving through the world from childhood into adulthood?
I think it's very important regardless of what one does in life. I try to always reflect everything I do in a way that I also conduct my career. I mean, the process that I do in research Darwin, of course, was a genius at in exploring nature, exploring his environment, understanding the nature of organisms and how they make their living. I think is a lesson that is like practical for anybody in their normal lives, especially in just appreciating the diversity of life and nature around them.
Kurt, your specialization, I believe, is in plant biology. And then, of course, Andy, you are in zoology in the department at SIU. Mm-hmm. How do the two work together? And how do you, at some point they have to diverge, obviously, in terms of specializations.
Well, a lot of the questions are similar, and a lot of the research techniques we use are similar. So Kurt and I do a lot of lab work, and I actually learn a lot from his students and from the work they're doing, and vice versa, because a lot of the questions are the same, even though I'm working on animals and he's working on plants. And you see that across the disciplines. We have a lot of ecologists that they focus on different organisms, but because no organisms are islands, everything is interacting, the plant biologists and the zoologists and the microbiologists can talk about a lot of the same sorts of things. They're just looking at somewhat different aspects of really the same network of interactions.
You can bring your curiosity and your questions to Darwin Week activities. It's going on all week, darwinweek.siu.edu. For more information, gentlemen, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you.